Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I want to talk about an idea that I first kind of really heard talked about by my colleague Garrett Kramer. If you don't know Garrett, he is a principles-based coach, and he works almost exclusively with athletes, professional athletes, amateur athletes, high school athletes. And one of the things that I find really interesting about Garrett's work is that even though he's working in a performance field, a field that is very much about bottom line results, is absolutely unflinching in bringing the inside out understanding forward as the only thing that you need to know. And I'll say more about that. If you want to learn more about Garrett, Garrett and I and our friend Jamie Smart are actually doing a seminar in New York City and Morristown, New Jersey, coming up at the beginning of June. And you can learn more about it by going to michaelneal.org/game. Now, the first time I ever heard Garrett talk about okayness as a performance variable, and I don't know if he would put it like that, but that our sense of whether or not we're okay makes a huge difference to how well we're able to perform. He was telling a story about being approached by a general manager for an NFL team, and the manager had heard about his work with athletes and was kind of sounding him out about working with somebody on the team. And the general manager said, well, look, if I bring you in to work with our kicker, I assume that what you're going to work with our kicker on is making sure he's in an optimal performance state every time he gets up to kick. And Garrett said, no, not at all. He said, what I will be working on that player with, on that kicker with, is making sure that he knows that he is no worse off and no better off if he makes the kick than if he misses it. That his okayness is not in any way, shape, or form on the line. Now, the general manager was baffled by this. And when I first heard it, I was a little baffled by it because I definitely, my own experience as a coach, as a performance coach in the early days when I was doing NLP was very much about optimal states of mind. But as I began to explore the principles more deeply, and as I began to see that our states of mind come and go, and that there's kind of solid ground underneath our mood in the moment, underneath whether we're happy or sad, underneath whether we're feeling positive or feeling negative, that there's almost a general sense of being okay that is pervasive, that's almost the background within which all that thinking and feeling happens. When I started to see that, I started to see why it would be so powerful for an athlete to realize that whether they made the kick or missed the kick, whether they won the game or the game was lost, their fundamental okayness was not on the line. Because if your okayness isn't on the line, the first thing is that's going to take a load of pressure off you, right? If every kick you make is for your life, you're probably going to feel the burden of that. Now, you may have broad shoulders and you may be able to kind of do that. But the truth is, it will wear you down after a while. But beyond taking the pressure off you, if I realize that my okayness is not going to be enhanced by making the kick or diminished by missing the kick, then honestly, the only reason for me to even be in the game is if I'm good at kicking. In other words, it takes it totally off me and totally onto the job at hand. And hopefully, if I'm a kicker in the NFL, it's because I've got the requisite skill set to be really good at the job in hand, which is kicking the ball between the goalposts. Now, take that out of the realm of sport. Take it into whatever your performance arena is, whether it's in business, whether it's with your family, whether it's a hobby that you have, or maybe it's even a sporting thing that you do. If you knew that nothing you could do would make you any more okay than you are right now, and nothing that could happen or that you could do would make you any less okay than you are right now, what occurs to you to do to improve your performance, to get better at whatever it is that you do? Now, when I ask that question of people before having this conversation, very often they say, well, what would make me better would be a more positive attitude. What would make me better would be more discipline. What would make me better would be if I could visualize success before every time that I did it. Well, what would actually make you better is being better at whatever the task is. It would be to do with putting in the hours. It would be to do with developing the requisite skill set or musculature. It wouldn't be to do with your state of mind, because your state of mind is variable. It comes and it goes. And it wouldn't be to do with proving anything to anyone about anything, because your fundamental okayness is not at stake and is not on the line. Now, if you're hearing this and you're kind of going, oh my gosh, stay with that. Let the implications of this settle in as you go through your day and through your week. Now, if you're hearing it and you're going, okay, yeah, and? I really want to leave you with this question. Are you okay no matter what? And if your answer is anything other than an unqualified yes, then that's a direction I really encourage you to keep looking. Because anything you see about why your life would be no better if you made the game-winning field goal than it would be worse if you missed it is going to help you across the board in any performance area in your life. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.